今天晚上的聚会要跟各位互相参考的题目是神国的自然发展。
And tonight's topic for mutual encouragement is the development of God's kingdom.
主耶稣在世的时候讲了很多的比喻，大部分都是在阐明天国的事情。
Jesus, when he was in this world, he has said many parables, which is to explain the purpose of this life.
那么所谓神国，当然呢，也包括在地面上的。
And so-called the God's kingdom does also include what is on this earth.
也就是说，神的整主民的集合呢，成为一个神国啊。
That is to say, the collection of God's people forms the God's kingdom.
那以现在来说呢，教会也是神国。
In today's context, it does mean the kingdom of God.
如果比较小的话，每个人的心呢，也要成为神国。
If it's going to be a smaller one, it will become the God's kingdom in our heart.
那么有关主耶稣谈到撒种的比喻里面
，In Jesus' parable of the sowers，
晚上所要讲的就是另外一个撒种的。
What we're going to discuss tonight is another parables about the sowers.
马太福音十三章里面的撒种的比喻，撒种的人撒在四个土地。
In Matthew chapter 13, about the parables of the sowers did scatter the seeds in four different places.
当然，撒种的人他没有选择地方啊。
Of course, the choices for the sowers to sow the seeds is limited.
但是很遗憾的，好的土地只有数分之一啊。
However, the good soil only contains a quarter of the land.
那么另外在马可福音第四章里面，主耶稣又谈到这个撒种的比喻。
In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus has again mentioned about the parables of the sowers.
请看第四章二十六节到二十九节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4, verse 26.
马可福音第四章二十六节到二十九节。
Excuse me, it's Mark chapter 4, verses 26 and 27.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
神的国如同人把种撒在地上，黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长，那人却不晓得如何滋养。二十八节。
28。
地生五谷是出于自然的，先发苗，后长穗，再后穗上结成饱满的主粒。二十九节。
29。
谷既熟了，就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。这里记载主耶稣说，神的国如同人把种撒在地上。
Here Jesus has said that the kingdom of God is just like a man being scattered, just like the seed on the ground.
那么这个地上也可以说主的全世界。
And this earth, this ground does mean the world.
但也可以说呢，把它撒在田地上。
At the same token, it also means that being scattered on the field.
那么在这个比喻里面呢，主耶稣没有加以解释。
In this parable, Jesus did not explain more about it.
那这个比喻除了马可福音以外，其他呢没有这个比喻的记录。
There is only this record on in Mark chapter 4 about this parable.
那这个比喻里面在强调呢这个种子自然生长。
And this parable is to stress the natural growth of the seed.
那么也就是说，神国是自然发展的。
Which means the development of the kingdom of God is a natural process.
种子呢，自然成长。人有时候呢，没有去发掘为什么。
And sometimes man has ignored the growth of the seed.
实际上呢，人的成长也是自然的。
As a matter of fact, the growth of a man is also natural.
一个小孩不可能在一年当中呢成长像二十岁的人。
A child is not able to grow just like a 28-year-old within a day.
神所创造的，无论是植物、动物或者是人类。
Anything that is created by God, which also includes human beings,
都是自然成长的。
They are all grow. They all grow in a natural process.
但是人呢，很有智慧。
However, human is filled with wisdom.
会把人的智慧加上去，促进成长。
We use humankind's wisdom using for the growth of the seed.
像人的身体的成长是固定的。
Just like the process for our bodily growth is fixed.
但是呢，现代的人呢，往往会把人的方法加上去啊，让自己更好看。
However, in today's world, the human would like to use our own means to make it grow.
好像看不起神给他的这样装扮不好看。
It seems that we look down upon what God has decorated on the process of growth.
那么因此呢，就惹了一些呢灾祸在人的身上。
As a result, that created much disasters for ourselves.
那么主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢
？And in this parable, Jesus has mentioned many matters.
首先呢，我们要了解的就是撒种的人没有选地方。
First is the one who sowed the seeds does not choose the place to scatter them.
这个地非常大。
And this land is indeed immense.
他只把呢这个种撒在地上。
And he only cares to sow the seed on the ground.
他不敢呢，把它限住一个地方。
He dare not limit the seeds, sowing to a certain places.
那有关这个撒种呢，对我们现在来说就是传福音呐。
About this sowing, sowing of seeds is just like preaching the gospel today.
把神的道理传扬出去。
We preach God's words, to the people.
我们请看彼得前书第一章二十三节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23.
到25节。
Till verse 25.
我们可以从这三节来解释呢，这个撒种就是传福音啊。
We can explain these verses as preaching the gospel.
第一章23节。
Chapter 1, verse 23.
你们蒙了重生不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。因为凡有血气的，尽多如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。二十五节。
25。
唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这个道。彼得在这边阐明，连信耶稣从道来。
Peter was trying to explain here that receiving the words making us to be reborn.
那这个种子呢，就是神的道。
And this seed means the word of God.
那么有人呢，把种撒在地上，就是有人去传福音啊。
Some people scatter the seed on the ground means that someone must be preaching the gospel to the people.
那么这些听到道理相信的人集在一起，就是建立神国。
And for those people who receive the words and gather becomes the kingdom of God.
也就是说，有神的选民聚集在一起呀。
That means to say there is a collection of God's people.
那么对现在来说，可以说教会。
In today's context, it means the church.
教会要不断的去传福音呐。
The church must continuously preach the gospel.
大部分的信徒都很热心，很想赶快把这个教会呢建立起来，很发展。
And the majority of us are fervent, and we would like to see the church growing.
但是根据主耶稣呢在这边所说的比喻呢，好像人急不得的。
However, according to the parable of Jesus, it seems that the process of growing cannot be hurried.
神的国是自然成长的。
And the development of the kingdom of God is indeed a natural one.
也就是说，传福音给人听呢，但是并不是谁口才好，听到的人就会来信的。
That is to say, even if you are eloquent in preaching, people may not come to believe.
这是在乎神的拣选啊。
This totally depends on God's choice.
在乎神让他呢啊，种住在他的心里，就是真道在他的心里渐渐成长。
It's God's preference whether the seed will grow in a person's heart.
是自然成长的。
It's a natural process of growth.
但是在传福音的树上，人往往加上自己的智慧太多啊。
However, in the process of preaching, we have added on much of our own wisdoms.
虽然很满
，even though that is considered as full，
但不能够促进呢啊加快啊这个神国的发展。
But it cannot accelerate the process of the growth。
只不过加了人的慌忙而已。
It is only making everyone to be busy。
那在马可福音第四章的二十七节，主耶稣在这个比喻里面提到。
And Mark, in Mark chapter 4, verse 27, Jesus said,
说黑夜睡觉，白日起来。
He said, sleep by the night and wake up in the day.
撒种的人要睡觉，就是要休息。
And for the sowers, they need to rest. That means sleep.
那么白天呢，他就起来。
And in the day, he will wake up.
在这个比喻里面，并没有说他啊到田里去工作。
In this parable, it did not mention that the sower went to sleep.
也许呢，他去忙别的事情。
Maybe he was busy with other matters.
也许他在忙着他的农作物。
Perhaps he was busy with his crops.
但是呢，人这种生活呢，也是很正常的。
But this kind of life is indeed a regular one.
所以人有的人对每样事情很认真，不强调休息。
And some people may be emphasize so much on a certain task, but he did not require any rest of it.
啊，恨不得一天二十四小时都在工作。
And the person might wish that he had all 24 hours a day to work on the job.
那这样又不行嘛。
And this is not something that is allowable.
所以这个撒种的人黑夜睡觉是很正常的事情。
And for the sowers to rest at night is a natural behavior.
那白天他就起来工作，是尽他应尽的本分。
And for him to work in the day is something is a duty that he must fulfill.
那么也就是说呢，传福音也是我们每一个人应尽的本分。
That is to say, preaching the gospel is the sole duty of every human being.
有关信仰的生活啊。
And about a life of faith.
我们要成为呢啊比较实际的信仰生活。
We must take the most pragmatic way of believing in the Lord.
有的人为宗教非常热心呐。
Some people may be very fervent for the Lord or the religion.
像最近在台湾也有一个教派啊，他舍弃台湾的家，跑到美国去啊。
Recently, there's a cult in Taiwan that many of the members they have forsaken their own home in Taiwan.
在那边要等候主耶稣来。
They are waiting for the second coming of Jesus.
站在宗教的立场，他们很热心呐。
From looking at it from the aspect of religion, it is something right.
舍弃一切呢，啊，就是为了传福音呐。
To abandon everything they have to preach the gospel.
但是主耶稣在这边说啊，撒种的人睡觉。
But Jesus said the sower do sleep.
也可以说呢，啊，这是人呢，啊，必须要休息的。
That is to say that human beings do require resting.
像神所定的一天，一个礼拜七天呢，六天工作，第七天安息。
Just like what God has constituted for us in the seven days period.We work 6 days and we rest on the seventh day.
实际上，有的国家呢，主一个礼拜上班四天、五天的也蛮多啊。
As a matter of fact, there are many countries they only work 4 to 5 days a week.
其他就是要休息的。
And the rest of the days of the week is supposed to be rested.
当然，基督徒也不例外。
Of course, Christians are not exceptions.
所以休息并不是懒惰。
Therefore, to rest is not considered as lazy.
晚上要睡觉，白天工作才有精神呐。
And to sleep at night, you will is for you to be able to work the next day. Therefore, the leisure life of Christian is also indispensable. Otherwise, if we work for a matter for faith, all our time, all our day, all our life, it will be not something right. But we must have the understanding that preaching the gospel is our duty.
好像当年保罗啊, 他说呢, 见他的本分, 能够讲他就讲。
Of course, Paul was trying to fulfill his duty as a preacher. He must preach as much as he can.
我们请看以弗所书,
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
第六章二十节,
chapter 6, verse 20.
以弗所书第六章二十节,
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 20.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带熟练的熟者, 便使我照着当今的本分换挡讲论。 保罗是一个传道者啊。
Peter is a minister.
他为了传福音呢, 结果呢, 他带上熟练。
He preached the gospel and then ended up in chains.
虽然带上熟练呢, 还是很自由。 所以他说他是带熟练的属主。
Even though in chains, he felt the freedom of it, and he proclaimed himself as a person who is the ambassador.
他在罗马的监牢里面呢, 在那边传福音啊。
And in the prison, he's still preaching.
他是一个传道人, 也是一个囚犯。
He was a preacher, and he's also a prisoner.
因为他有罗马公民的身份, 所以呢, 让他很自由。
Since he's a Roman citizen, he do have the freedom.
所以他在这边说, 他尽他应尽的本分。
Therefore, he said he tried to fulfill his duty.
同样的, 我们在哪个工作岗位上, 就在那边呢, 来为主耶稣发光啊。
At the same token, in the area of work that we are in, we must shine and work for the Lord.
也可以在那边来为主耶稣做见证。
And we are able to bear testimony for Jesus Christ.
我们再看罗马书第一章,
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1,
15节,
verse 15.
罗马书第一章15节,
Romans chapter 1, verse 15.
所以情愿尽我的力量, 将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。 保罗他说他情愿尽他的力量。
Paul said he's so eager to preach the gospel.
要把这个福音传给在罗马的人。
And in order to preach to those who are at Rome.
他已尽力了,但是罗马人信耶稣的有多少呢?
He has tried his best, but how many people came to believe in the Lord?
神国的进展是很自然的。
And the development of God's kingdom is a natural process.
所以保罗的精神我们要学啊,
so the spirit of Paul, that is something that we must learn.
就是尽我们的力量, 尽我们的本分。
That is, we have to push ourselves to the limit.
撒种的人不要呢, 为了他撒种的工作, 觉得不重要。
The sowers must not feel disgraceful of the work that he does.
反而呢, 为了自己的工作呢, 能肯定自己, 能够在工作上呢, 来得到安慰。
In the opposite sense, that we must recognize the work that we do.
但是有些基督徒, 以传福音为羞耻啊。
However, some Christians regard the preaching of gospel as something disgraceful to do.
那么这样就不对啊。
That is something totally right.
请看16节。
Excuse me. Let's go on reading verse 6.
16节。
Verses 16.
我不以福音为除，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。保罗以福音为荣耀。Paul
has taken the gospel at his honor.
你我也是要以福音为荣耀。We
must also take the gospel as our honor.
因为福音是神的大能啊。Because
the gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的人,
it is to save those who believe in him.
那么就不分种族啊,
it disregard of any race. Maybe the gospel has begun from the Jews.
所以犹太人, 他们当然呢,
of course, the Jew could come to first come to believe in the Lord.
但是后来希利尼人也听到福音, 也相信,
but later on, the Greek heard the word of God, they came to believe also.
所以主耶稣在那比喻里面,
therefore, in Jesus' parable,
说那个撒种的人晚上睡觉，白天起来。
He said that the sower sleep at night and wake up in the next day to work.
这就是叫我们要过着正常熟悉的生活，尽本分，传福音。This
is telling us that we must live a normal life, that we must preach the gospel with our best effort.
因为圣经也提到, 人也要休息啊,
because the Bible does say that men do require resting.
那么就在晚上睡, 睡觉的时候,
so that at night when we sleep,
那么这个人呢, 也不知道他的种子是怎么成长的,
and the person does not, the sower does not know how the seed is going to grow.
主耶稣在这个比喻里面,
Jesus in this parable of his,
说这个种子就发芽渐渐长大,
said that the seed began to grow up, sprout and grow.
但是那个人却不晓得如何做样,
but he does not know how.
这个就是我们要注意的这个比喻里面所强调的,
we must take note on this phrase here.
这个种子, 发芽渐渐长大, 但是呢, 撒种的人,
Even though the seed sprouts and grows, but the sower does not know why it does so.
因为呢, 他晚上睡觉, 白天起来一看, 诶, 又长一点点,
because when he sleeps at night, the seed grows. And the next day when he wakes up, he sees that seed has already grown taller.
不是他的功夫啊, 因为他在睡觉, 他根本不知道,
this is not his effort because he was sleeping while he's growing.
所以神国的发展往往也是这样,
therefore, it is just like the growth of the heavenly kingdom.
并不是说人能够做什么就能够发展的,
it is not that what human wants to do will be fulfilled.
到底这个种子是怎样, 来成长呢?
So how the seed of how does the seed grow?
这个撒种的人没有办法去了解,
and the sowers has no way of understanding it.
当然他知道是神让他成长,
of course he knew that it's God who let the seed grow.
所以神国的发展有神的计划跟神的大能,
therefore the growth and development of the kingdom of God is according to God's will.
那么人在圣工上呢也有计划,
and we also have plans for our holy works.
当然这种计划要合乎神的计划,
of course these works must fulfill the will of God,
才不会去限住了神的大能,
so that it will not limit the manifestation of power of the power of God.
主耶稣成就救恩到现在,
since God has allowed the salvation to be exist on this world,
快要2000年,
it's already 2,000 years of lapsed.
但是基督教在世界上的发展情形太缓慢了,
but the growth of Christianity in this world is indeed too slow.
很多地方都是呢, 自然的发展啊,
there are many places has grown naturally.
这个就是符合主耶稣在这边所说的比喻啊,
and this is just fit right in what Jesus has just said.
所以撒种的人呢, 就是不晓得为什么,
so the sower does not understand why the seed grows.
所以保罗他在传福音的工作上,
therefore in Paul's ministry,
他曾经强调呢, 有的是, 这个撒种的, 有的是浇灌的,
he did emphasize that some of us are sowers, some of us are the one who irrigates.
但是呢, 叫他成长的是神啊,
but the one who let it grow is God.
我们请看哥林多前书3章6节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6.
哥林多前书三章六节七节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verses 6 and 7.
我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长，第七节。
Verse 7.
不见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，主在那叫他生长的神。保罗说他栽种了。
Paul said, he planted the seed, which is the, who is the sower.
他到处去, 开头布道。
And he tried to preach everywhere he could.
那亚波罗呢, 他的恩赐是浇灌的。
And Apollo's, gift was to water the seeds.
就是牧羊教会。
That is to pastor the church.
保罗的恩赐是向外传福音啊。
And Paul's gift was preaching gospel.
那么这两个人呢，都有他们辛劳的一面。
And these two people indeed has to bear certain toil of their own.
但是呢，让这个教会发展呢，是在乎神啊。
However, the growth of or development of the church is totally depend on God.
好像叫植物成长的啊，就是神。
Just like the one who makes the plants to grow is God.
所以无论是保罗、亚波罗都算不得什么。
So for Paul and Apollo, they are indeed of nothing.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面所强调的就是这一点啊。
Therefore, this is what Jesus emphasized in his parables.
但是人有尽本分呢，就能够得到奖赏。
However, for those who try their best efforts in growing, will receive the blessings from God.
第八节。
Let's continue reading verse 8.
栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。无论是栽种的或者浇灌的，
It does not matter who waters or who plants.
无论你参与圣工在哪一种的，
It does not matter what kind of holy work that you participate in.
你已经尽了本分了，尽能够做的去做。
Since you have tried your best, of your effort to do it,
按照你的心态跟你付出的行动
，according to your attitude and also your deeds,
来得到报赏。
Then you will receive what you are supposed to receive.
看的人没有办法去评分呐。
And according to the human's point of view, it is not scoreable.
有的人得到人的掌声很多啊，却得到神的赏赐很少。
Some people may receive much applause from human, but thus receive only a little applause from God.
也就是说，人所看的呢不标准呐。
That is to say, what human could see is not of the standard of God.
好像连看这个种子是怎么成长的。他没有办法去了解。
Just like when the human looking at the growth of the seed and could not understand why it does so.
其实人是怎么成长的，人本身都不了解。
As a matter of fact, we do not understand how we grow either.
有的做妈妈给他的小孩洗澡，每次洗澡花钱，他都好像比较长一点点。
A mother trying to take a shower for the baby, but she could not understand why the baby grow every day.
并不是呢，她喂奶让她呢能够长一点点的。
It is not because she fed the baby with milk so that the baby grew.
也有人说，小孩就要让他哭才能够长得快。
Some people said we have to let the baby cry in order to grow.
连在哭也会成长。
Even crying will make them to grow.
这个就是人不能了解的地方。
This is what a man could not understand about.
舍勒门王在传道书里面提到这个。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, King Solomon has mentioned.
他提到这个种子跟提到人啊。
He mentioned about the seed and also human.
请看传道书十一章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes, chapter 11.
传道书十一章第五节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 5.
蝗虫虎到来，骨头在怀孕妇人的胎中如何长成，你尚且不得知道， 这样行万数诸神的作为，你更不得知道。第六节
Verse 6，
早晨要杀你的种，晚上也不要歇你的手，因为你不知道哪一样发旺，或是早撒的，或是晚撒的，或是两样都好。这里提到风从河道而来。
Here it says the wind came from the path.
这个人呢很难去了解。
And the man has no understanding about that.
人就是捉不到风的方向。
Man does not understand the directions of wind.
那么这里也提到说骨头在妇人的胎中呢如何成长。
Here it mentions about a baby, how it was formed in the mother's womb.
那么这个怀孕的妇人本身没有办法去了解，没有办法去了解。
And for the growth of the baby, we have no understanding about it.
那么种子是怎样发旺起来
？So how did the seed grow?
也是撒种的人没有办法去了解的。
That is something that the sowers will not understand.
这就是主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢特别强调的。
That is why Jesus emphasized in his parables.
也就是在提醒这些呢传福音报喜信做见证的人。
That's a reminder for those who preach the gospel and also testify for the Lord.
尽本分做，但是发展是在乎神啊。
Trying your best effort, but it is also depends on God's will.
也就是说教会的成长是很自然的。
That is to say the growth of the church is a natural process.
因为神会让它好像这个种族很自然的成长。
Because God will allow the seed to grow the way he wants.
那么人虽然不晓得是为什么。
Then why does man have no understanding about it?
但是人呢为了好奇还是想要去知道。
But due to a curiosity of human, we still wanted to know.
人很喜欢去了解神为什么要这样，为什么要那样。
Human wants to know why God does this and why God does that.
因为有这种要知道的心情。
Because you have the curiosity of knowing it.
就会促进他去看圣经，听道理。
That will motivate you to read the Bible to know the word of God.
那就让他能够来明白神的大能啊。
So that you will gradually understand the immense power of God.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面强调，就是这个种子成长在乎神。
Therefore, Jesus in his parable is trying to emphasize the growth is totally depend on God's will.
虽然撒种的人不知道，但是还是呢要去了解神的伟大。
Even though the sowers may not know, but he do.Have the responsibility to understand the greatness of God.
我们再看马可福音第四章。
Let's also turn to Mark chapter 4,
28节。
Verse 28.
第四章二十八节。
Mark chapter 4, verse 28.
地生五谷是出于自然的，先发苗，后长穗，再后穗上结成饱满的主粒。这里提到，地面上生出五谷啊。
Here it says the ground produces grain.
是按照这种比喻里面的次序成长的。
This is according to the cycle, the process of growth.
是先发苗，然后再长穗。
That is first it will come to a stalk and then will grow to kernel.
然后呢，再结成。这些饱满的主力。
Excuse me, then to the head, and then finally to the full kernel in the head.
有一定的这个成长的这种次序。
There's a definite process in the growth.
也就是说，生长的这种法则不能改变。
That is to say, the principle of such a growth, or the orders of the growth, cannot be changed.
那么也就是说，神国的发展。也是一样的。
That is to say, at the same token, the growth of the kingdom of God is the same.
好像这个五谷呢，出于自然的。
It is just like the growth of the grain is out of is a natural process.
所以晚上的题目就是取用于主耶稣在这个比喻里面所强调的自然的。
So in tonight's sermon, what we are emphasizing is what Jesus has said is a process of natural. natural process.
这个五谷的成长呢是自然的，当然呢，神国教会的成长也是自然的。
Of course, the growth of the grain is a natural process, so as the growth of the church is also a natural one.
所以在提醒一些参与圣工的人呢，不能急功啊。
This is to remind some of us who are involving in the holy work, we must not be impatient about work.
但是人的心情呢，往往不是这样。
However, our attitude is not always the same.
比如说某某人被安排在某项的工作上，他会在那一项的工作很认真啊。
Perhaps some people are arranged in a certain field of work, he will be working hard on it.
这是人很正常的这种心态。
This is a natural behavior of a person.
比如说被选上负责人，我在这一任里面一定要好好干一下。
Perhaps someone was elected as the church board member, and he has determined to work his best of the job.
或者是我被安排这个礼拜呢，厨房的工作。
Perhaps someone who has been arranged as assistant in the kitchen for this weekend.
人总会自我要求，要做多好。
And we always ask ourselves to do our best.
这个是很自然的现象。
That is a natural process.
但是呢，这些表现也要。 让它成为自然的。
However, the way you're showing your work must be also a natural process.
不要成为很特别、很特殊的。
It cannot be a special one.
那么这种植物呢，自然成长。
And the plant grow naturally.
同样的呢，在工作上也让它自然化。
In the same way, our work must be also a natural way of working.
那么也就是说，能够脚踏实地，按部就班来。
That is to work our best in pragmatism.
逐步建立起来。
And it has to be built gradually.
那么神国就是这样建立起来。
And that's how the God's kingdom are developed.
同样，教会就是这样发展下去。
At the same token, that's how the church is going to be developed.
那么人能够这样呢？ 那么神就去成全他。
So if human can work this way, God will definitely fulfill his work.
一个大城市不是一天建立起来。
And a large city is not built in one day.
像古代罗马城非常伟大。
Just like the ancient Roman city, it was a great city.
那成为现在的人，做一个勉励说，罗马大城不是一天建立起来的。
We as the human of today, we might say that the city of Roma is not city of Rome was not built in one day.
也是人花了很长的时间才把它建立起来。
And it is through such a long period of time that it was established.
在欧洲也有教堂呢，建了几百年才建起来。
And there are some cathedrals in Europe. That they have spent several hundreds of years to build.
有的人呢，他在一生当中就是主负责这个教堂的雕刻那一部分。Maybe
some people is only in charge of the artwork and sculptures in the church for his entire life.
在他一生当中呢，他没有把它完成。Maybe
he did not accomplish what he wanted to do within his life.
后来的人继续再给他。
And the people later on continue his work.
因此呢，成为这种呢，这个历史的见证。So
that it became the testimony of the history.
所以现在的人，有一些呢，观光客就到那边看了。So
there are many tourists visiting these places right now.
认为呢，这个建筑非常伟大。They
regard the buildings and those establishments as a great one.
但是不是一天一年建起来的。
But that is not built in one day or a year.
有的呢，是上百年的。
Some has spent several hundreds of years to be established.
当然是经过呢，好几代的人去完成的。
Of course, it requires several generations of people to accomplish the job.
那么神国的建立，到主耶稣再来之前呢？
So the development or the growth of the church before the second coming of Jesus.
同样的，这些基督徒呢， 啊，经过好几代呢，啊，才能够去完成的。
And we as a Christian, we could only accomplish the job that God has entrusted us through our generations.
有的接棒，然后老了再交棒。
Some people has grown old and passed it down to the younger generation.
那么也就是说，传福音的工作不要去中断。
That is to say, the work of preaching the gospel shall not be ceased.
那么有一天呢，啊，就能够成长建立起来。
And one day it will grow and develop.
那么话说回来，个人的信仰呢也是一样。
And in the same token, our faith is also likewise.
神的保守很重要。
God's preservation of our faith is also important.
靠着人的交情感情建立起来的这种信仰呢就不可靠。
If our faith is rooted on human relationship, it will be something unstable.
所以一个人信仰的成长呢也是神让他呢很自然的成长。
Therefore, for a person to grow in his faith, in his life of faith, is also a natural process which is allowed by God.
因为神的道理在人的内心的扎实呢，别人看不出来。
Because the extent of how deeply a person's faith has rooted is something invisible to other person.
所以圣经呢特别强调呢，一个人的信仰能够好。也是神的恩典啊。
Therefore, the Bible did mention that for a person to be well faith, it is also according to God's will.
我们请看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 20.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
使徒行传二十章三十二节。
Acts, chapter 20, verse 32.
如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。使徒保罗他在以弗所那个地方大概有三年的时间啊。
Paul, disciple Paul has spent 3 years in the place of Ephesus.
但却不能够呢永远在那边啊。
But he could not be there forever.
那他在这边提到说啊，如今我把你们交托神啊。
Over here he said he's commit you to God.
神恩惠的道。
And to the word of his grace.
才能够真正的把你们建立起来。
Which can build you up and give you an inheritance.
才能够真正的让神国被建立起来。
And so that the God's kingdom will be so, will be developed.
所以每个人的信仰能够被建立起来。
So for a person's faith to be, established.
是靠着神恩惠的道。
It is solely depending on the word of God.
我们每个人呢都交托给神了。
Every one of us must entrust ourselves to the Lord.
那么神的灵在我们心中运行啊
，so that the Spirit of God will work within us，
能够充实我们的信心啊
，and will fulfill our faith。
我们再看腓立比书第二章
，Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2，
十三节
，verse 13。
腓立比书第二章十三节
，Philippians chapter 2 verse 13。
因为你们立住行事都是神在你们心里运行为要成就他的美意人想要报答神的恩典立住要做很多事情
There are many people wanted to repay God's grace
那在这个时候神呢会运行在人的心里
At this time the Spirit of God will work in us
然后呢，这个人就能够去完成很多神的美意啊。
So that he will be able to fulfill all the act according to God's will, God's purpose.
你我参与圣工，就是神的灵在你我的心中啊。
So for you and I to be participated in the work of God, it is according to the will of God.
那么在那边运行，就能够呢去完成神美好的旨意啊。
And since God's Spirit is working within us, then we're able to fulfill His will.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，也是强调这一点啊。
And this is also one of the emphasis that Jesus has mentioned in His parables.
就是 自然的啊成长。
That is to grow naturally.
我们再看帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Let's also turn to 2 Thessalonians.
第二章十四节到十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章十四节到十七节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 14 to
17 to 18.
Excuse me, it's verses 14 to 17.
神借我们所传的福音，照你们到这地步，好得着我们主耶稣基督的荣光。15节。
Verse 15.
所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳。凡所领受的教训，不拘是我们可传的，是信上邪的，都要坚守。16节。
Verse 16.
但愿我们主耶稣基督和那爱我们开恩，将永远的安慰并美好的盼望赐给我们的父神。17节。
17.
安慰你们的心，并且在一切善行善言上坚固你们。那么这一段话让我们知道
This passage is to let us know that
一个人的信仰能够呢啊很扎实很坚固啊。
In order for a person's faith to be rooted firmly,
也是要靠着神的开恩怜悯啊。
It is totally depends on the grace of God.
借着神的安慰啊。
And also the consolation of God.
那么能够在我们的善行善言上得到坚固啊。
So that our faith will be firmed according to our hearts and our deeds.
所以保罗在这一段话呢，也证明他了解主耶稣所说的这个比喻啊。
So Paul's passage also let us know the parable of Jesus.
那么这个撒种的比喻呢，到后来呢，这个种子呢已经成长结出饱满的主力来。
In the parable of the sower, the seed has grown to a full kernel in the head.
那么再来就要收割啊。
And then you will go on for harvest.
我们再请看马可福音第四章。
Let's turn back to Mark chapter 4,
29节。
Verse 29.
谷既熟了，就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。这里提到这个谷子呢已经成熟了，就要收割啊。
Here it said that the grain is ripe and is ready for harvest.
撒种的人很辛苦啊。
And it is indeed toilsome for the person who sowed the seeds.
所以在诗篇里面记载说流泪撒种啊。
That's why in the Bible it said that for those who weep in their sowing.
必要欢呼收割啊！
Are the one who will be joyful in their harvest.
当有收成的时候，内心啊得到的快乐是非常大的。
And when a person harvests, he will feel the great joy in his heart.
所以这些有尽本分为主耶稣传福音的人
，Therefore, for those who have tried their best effort in preaching the word of God.
有一天呢，他要得到很大的安慰跟快乐。
One day he shall receive great consolation and also joy from the Lord.
所以撒种是辛苦的工作。
And sowing the seed is a difficult process.
但是收割呢，就能够欢呼啊。
However, when it's time to harvest, it will be a joyful time.
但是有的呢，不是你撒种的。
However, some seed is not sowed by us.
但是呢，却能够去享受到啊，这种收割的欢乐。
But we can also enjoy the joy of harvest.
享受到别人所付出的。
We enjoy what other has put out.
也就是说，别人的劳苦让你来享受的。
That is to say, you enjoy what other has toiled for.
我们请看约翰福音。
Let's turn to Gospel of John.
第四章三十六节到三十八节。
Chapter 4, verses 36 to 38.
约翰福音第四章三十六节。
John chapter 4, verse 36.
收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。37节。
37.
所以说那人撒种，这个人收割，这话是可见是真的。38节。
38.
我差你们去收，你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。主耶稣在这边提到收割跟撒种的。
Jesus said over here for those reapers and also the sowers.
做这些工作的人都有快乐的。
For those two persons, they will feel the joy in their work.
但是在神国的发展里面。
However, in the development of God's kingdom,
有时候我们都没有去参加这种工作。
Sometimes we did not participate in this same kind of work.
没有付出劳苦啊。
We did not put out our effort for it.
但却能够呢去享受到别人的劳苦。
But we are able to enjoy what other people has toiled for.
以我们真教会来说啊。
Speaking from the standpoint of True Church.
到目前为止呢，我们传福音工作呢发展太慢了。
Until now, the development of our holy work is indeed too slow.
范围太小。
And the perimeter is so limited.
但是将来呢，在主耶稣要再临之前呢，你会发现，哎，怎么有这么多的人来信啊？
However, in the second coming of Jesus, we will realize that how come there are so many people come to believe him.
甚至我们没有去那边传，却在那边有真教会的成立。
Even for those places that we have not reached, there will be establishment of our church.
也就是说，有时候呢，我们不知道的，有时候我们没有联络到的。
That's to say, for those who we were not able to contact them, or those that we do not know they exist in such a place.
听说现在在中国大陆福音的发展啊。
We heard that the development of ministry in China.
怎么发展都不知道。
And we did not know how it was developed.
但是等到呢，啊，跟他联络到，哇，才发觉这边怎么信徒这么多呢？
Until we have come in contact with those people in mainland China, then we realize there are so many people has already believed in the Lord.
我们联总最近去印度啊，也发现一个部落呢，从来没有跟他联络过，却有1000多个信徒啊。
Recently, our minister has also discovered a place in India that we have never preached, has about over 1,000 members of ours.
奇怪，他怎么啊，牌子挂真耶稣教会？
He was surprised to see, our church name on the building.
但是在联总的登记里面却没有。
But there is no record in our international assembly's record.
但是在这个教会里面有一张照片呢，是在中国大陆我们教会的一张照片。
And then there was a picture that he saw, which is belongs to one of the church in China.
就是好几代之前的人去那边传给他们，就失去联络。
That is someone of several generations ago has preached the gospel, and he has since disappeared.
所以神的教会的发展呢是非常奇妙。
Therefore, the way God's kingdom develops is a strange way.
好像这个种族的成长，在比喻当中，人不晓得。它就是自然成长的。
Just like the parable of the sowers, the growth of the seed is something that human does not understand.
那么让这些在神国里面的人充满了活泼的盼望。
And for those who belongs, who dwell within the kingdom of God will feel the joy.
不能够凭眼见的。
We must not believe, according to what we see.
因为这个撒种的人晚上睡觉根本都没有去看。
Because for the sower sleeps at night, he does not see what has been growing.
但是呢，啊，这个种子却渐渐成长。
But the seeds were able to grow gradually.
那么神国也是这样的，很自然的发展下去啊。
And so, at the same token, the kingdom of God also grows the same way.